A key committee of the City Council in Springfield, Massachusetts, has endorsed spending taxpayers' dollars on a marketing campaign intended to highlight the city's assets. The Springfield City Council Finance Committee voted unanimously to recommend the full council approve $100,000 as the city's contribution to what is expected to be a $1 million image campaign. Before the vote, councilors spent about an hour questioning Rick Sullivan, president and CEO of the Western Massachusetts Economic Development Council, which is coordinating the marketing effort.
This campaign came about really with the notion that Springfield does have a good story to tell.
The full council at its March 3rd meeting sent to the Finance Committee Mayor Dominic Sarno's request to use $100,000 in surplus cash from the fiscal 2017 budget for the image campaign. Councilors wanted to know more about the program and who's in charge of it. Sullivan said if the city contributes the $100,000, the EDC, whose members are the 30 largest employers in Western Massachusetts, will put in $400,000. He said local media companies have volunteered in-kind services totaling $500,000.
So there's a real excitement and buzz about what's positively happening around Springfield.
The campaign is expected to launch this fall after MGM finishes an expected media blitz promoting the opening of its Springfield casino in September.
I am also able to report and want to make this very, very clear. This is not an MGM campaign. In fact, we will not take cash from MGM.
Sullivan assured concerned councilors the marketing effort, which will be supervised by the city's Economic Development Office, will not just focus on downtown tourist attractions, but will highlight the city's neighborhoods and promote Springfield as a good place to live.
When they have choices about where they go to spend recreational dollars or where they choose to buy a house, or, you know, whatever the economic activity is, that they take a look at Springfield and don't immediately dismiss it because, you know, they either don't know or they have a bad impression. And we're looking to change that because there's a lot of really good things happening.
Acknowledging there have been failed marketing attempts in the past, City Councilor Tim Ryan, who chairs the Finance Committee, said he believes this latest effort is worth risking taxpayers' dollars on.
I think everyone's very conscious of the fact that we want a hit with this one, and we've got to spend the time, get the media experts in there to make a first-class presentation.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman said he expects the Council's Economic Development Committee to hold regular oversight hearings as the image campaign progresses.
Something I'm really interested in seeing, though, is the possibility of a member of the City Council, either our City Council President or a designee, appointed to be a part of the committee that's beginning the messaging process. And the reason I think that is though we have incredible staff in the Economic Development Department, we're talking, in this case, about a major campaign, a major partnership. And I think having that voice as the closest elected body to the people would be valuable.
The resolution to donate the $100,000 to the marketing effort is expected to be on the agenda for the April 9th council meeting. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.